Then we move a few miles to the north to the charming little village of South Petherton in Somerset. Now, charming and little it may be now, but there was a time when this was a bustling heart of one of the most aggressive of the Dark Age kingdoms here in Britain. Well, here we are. We're in Silver Street, South Petherton in Somerset. And 1,400 years ago, King Arno of Wessex built his royal palace about 50 yards in that direction. Now, there's nothing left of it now. He built it in wood and it was 1,400 years ago. But the reason why we've come here today is that it was King Arno who issued the first written law code in the English kingdoms. And that's important because all of the English legal system really dates back to his time. It's common law system that we're used to today, in which laws are flexible. They're built up over time, the interpretation of them, and so on. Now, by complete contrast, over on the European continent, they have a much more rigid legal system that dates back to the days of the Roman Empire, many places as introduced by the Code Napoleon in the early 19th century. And the two systems are really quite different. Certain concepts that we take for granted, such as that you're innocent until proven guilty, that you can't be put in prison without a trial, are actually from the English tradition. There's really no counterpart to that under European law. And yet, the European Union is increasingly seeking to impose continental concepts of justice and continental ideas about how a legal system should work on this country, and increasingly our traditional way of doing things and the safeguards that go with it for individual liberty are being pushed aside. Now, I'm going to be voting to leave the European Union when we get the referendum. And this is one of the reasons for that. I believe you are innocent until proven guilty. I believe you shouldn't be put in prison without a fair and open trial. And I think that the only way to safeguard those things and to make sure that the liberties of English people are preserved is for us to leave the European Union. And I can't speak for him really, but I think King Arno would probably vote to leave as well.